Alyssa Davies is, we're talking a little financial first aid, essential tools for confident, secure money management. But Alyssa is founder of a very popular finance blog, Mixed Up Money. And a couple things we're going to talk about is having more than one stream of income in these days with hyperinflation, probably a good idea. Alyssa, thanks for being with us. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about multiple streams of income. A lot of people, I'm not talking like one or two people making money in the house, but one individual doing more than one thing, correct?
Yes, absolutely. There are seven potential streams of income that someone can earn.
Elaborate.
So one of the streams of income, actually a lot of us probably have more than we realize already. There is an earned income, which would be your full-time position. There's business income, which might be a side hustle or a part-time job. Interest income, which you would earn from having a high-yield savings account. Maybe not the best right now, but still better than nothing. Dividend income from investing, capital gains from investing. You could have rental income if you invest in real estate. And royalties or residual income from a project that you created and you earn income off of.
How do you explain to someone, I'm a fan of this, of thinking beyond one job? I mean, a lot of times people, that's all they can put, get their arms or mind around. One job full time. I don't have any energy or any time to do anything else. I don't have time to work out. I don't have time. You know, I think that's a bunch of bull. I think people can always find time. I don't think Elon Musk wakes up in the morning and he thinks about one income stream, right?
Definitely. I think personally, it comes down to that desire to have financial security. And as a mom and a wife, it's really important to me that my family is protected on all angles. And so having those multiple streams of income, it's the motivation. It's like what makes you feel secure and right. What gives you that security that you need to get ahead.
Give us, Alyssa, some examples of generically, because I know it's hard to be specific, of a good side hustle, a good what does side hustle mean? A lot of people may not know what you mean by that.
For sure. So a side hustle could be dependent on what options you have, whether you want to monetize the talent that you have, whether you want to find a part-time job at a company, but it's really anything. You could make money walking dogs, you could make money house-sitting, freelance writing. There's a million different ways you can make money these days, and especially if you're willing to make money online, the doors open even wider.
Well, can you give some specifics? And by the way, Alyssa Davies, Mixed Up Money is the financial blog, financial first aid. Help someone who might not be as entrepreneurial, like you mentioned, dog walking or online. Give us some examples of how someone who might be working full-time or almost full-time could actually do this. How do you execute it? How do you make it happen and then actually get some money into your check? I mean, how do you actually do it?
Well, the first thing you need to do is determine how much time you realistically have to allocate. So a lot of us feel like we might not have time, but break down your hours in your week and see what you're actually doing. What do you do when you come home from work? Do you have a spare hour or two that you could dedicate to work? And from there, it's determining what types of work would fit in those hours that you have. So the first thing I did was write a list of everything that I love to do, ways that I can make money. And then from there, I asked myself, well, how much do I make? And in comparison to how much time I have to dedicate, is it actually worth it to pursue this hustle? And that's when I realized that freelance writing and blogging was a great way to do that. And today I now have nine streams of income, which it's incredible. It makes me feel finally financially free.
Okay. Now, where are you from originally? Where are you joining us from?
So I'm based in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this. Your blog, a lot of people, they know what a blog is. They may blog a little bit, but they don't know how to make money at it. How have you been able to make money with your financial blog?
Interestingly enough, like you can make money typically through advertising or having those revenue streams based on your website. But for me, the best thing that ever happened from having my blog was it actually provided me with a network of people. It's what afforded me my full-time job that I have. And it also gave me the opportunity to branch out and do freelance writing and also selling products online to my audience. So having things like webinars, having things like online courses or workbooks, and that's also led to this book opportunity, which has been an amazing experience.
Alyssa Davies, if people want to learn more about your blog, Mixed Up Money, just check it out.
Yes, definitely. Or you can join me on any social media platform. Storm at the handle Mix That Money. And yeah, I'd love to chat with anyone who's interested.
Thank you very much. Alyssa joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire, GMI Studios. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a great day.